I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julie Yan. And for today's podcast episode, I want to make an extended version of one of my recent viral videos on TikTok. It's something that I'm very passionate about. It is reprogramming your subconscious mind. Now, I am working on my YouTube channel so I can make longer form content with visuals in the near future, but right now, I just want to dig in and focus on how to give you a compressed version of reprogram your subconscious mind and getting what you want in life by feeding your subconscious mind with good and seeing the good in your reality. Quick story, I used to be depressed a few years ago and I knew that I had to change. You know, I was stuck in this negative cycle. I knew that I couldn't control everything, but there were things in my life that I could control. So I took a hold of my life and everything that I could control or work on, and I focused my energy on that. I also developed having a gratitude mindset. I worked on just trying to see the good in things and trying to see the power that the Lord God has given me to shift my mindset, to change the course of my life. And I put in the work. I really did. For example, I enrolled in the gym and after school I would go there. I listened to my favorite, most powerful TED Talks on the treadmill and burn the calories and, you know, work on my endurance. I even signed up for boxing classes and I truly strengthened myself in mind, body, and spirit. That's why that's everything that I talk about on social media. If you notice, it's all I talk about most of the time. It's nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. And a part of that is to reprogram your subconscious life and to help you live a healthier and happier life. Thankfully, as a content creator, it is incredibly helpful for me to have beneficial content for human beings, not just because it is good for the soul, but it's also really good to work with brands. Brands love it when you have a purpose. Not just brands, people in general love it when you live your purpose and you share your truth and it's beneficial and wholesome and good for the mind, body, and soul. I love it. I was also just watching an interview. I forgot the name of the person, but it's this very successful. She's a relatively old woman now, but she looks amazing. And somebody asked her, what is the best way to get rich? And she said, to sum it all up, you have to kind of not think about the money first and think about what you're really good at, what you're really passionate about, and work on that. Keep working on that and keep working on that until you become the best at it, until you become incredible at it. She did say until you become the best at it, you're top tier, amazing at what you do. But I would say if you work on something that you truly, truly want to succeed in and you become one of the best at doing that task, then you'll be recognized for it. And she said, then you'll be rich. You will just attract money. You will attract success because you're the best at that thing. And in line with what she said, that woman, I'm going to have to search up that interview real quick later after I record this podcast episode. But in line with what she said, I think that's also the same with just attracting good things in your life, not necessarily money immediately, but when you work on something that you love, something that you want to be really good at, something that you want to be good. For example, your mind, you want your mind to be filled with good things so that you can act on that, so that you can start seeing the good in your reality and attracting the good in your reality. That's basically what's going to happen. That's what happened to me. I truly worked on my mind, body, and spirit. All of these important aspects of your life, these three important aspects of your life, rather, I truly poured my energy into working on that. And I blocked out distractions and negativity and toxic people for a certain time. And it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in just a few months. It, you know, took a couple years to truly reap the benefits of what I did, what I started. But I started attracting eventually a lot of really, really good things in my life. And I look back at that young version of myself now, younger version of myself rather, and I see how much she's grown. I see how much stronger she is mentally, physically, and spiritually, and how much more purposeful her life is. And the same can happen for you, my friend. Truly, truly do your best to reprogram your subconscious mind if you have those negativities. I'm not saying that I don't have any negative thoughts. I'm still a human being, but I've definitely reprogrammed my mind enough to be self-aware of when these thoughts pop up and what to do, what to say, what to think when these thoughts do come up. But you'll be surprised how much your life will change for the better when you reprogram your subconscious. That's all for today's podcast episode. This will definitely be a YouTube video in the near future, and we'll delve more into it along with other stories of people who will inspire you, and of course, tricks and tips on how to reprogram your subconscious and things to avoid and things to pursue. But yes, that's all for now. Please do tag me on Instagram story, share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.